Hi, everybody.
Hey.
Hey.
It's Jules.
And Steve.
And we're recording our first podcast together.
And she's overdoing it already. You could tell who the seasoned professional is here.
He's a little embarrassed. It's fine.
We just watched.
It's fine.
We just watched A Star Is Born. I want to hear your thoughts.
We did. So, okay. I loved it, as expected.
But define loved it. Did you love it?
Okay, actually, let me take that back. Okay, I didn't love it. To be honest, at midpoint, I thought it should have been over. Like, I thought it was way too long.
So when Dave Chappelle showed up in the movie, you thought it was over.
So whenever Bradley Cooper proposed to
Lady Gaga? You just watched the movie.
I just
You
out.
Complimented on Lady Gaga's looks the entire movie.
Listen, I'm obsessed with Lady Gaga. I just, like, got nervous.
You commented on her the entire film.
Anyways, so whenever he proposed to her, I was just kind of like, I was like, really? Like, I thought it was way too long. I just thought it was drawn out. And then, I mean, the second half from there.
Sounds what? Like a negative review.
Honestly, I guess so. Overall, yeah.
Yikes.
I think I really wanted to love it. Like, I think initially, like, I said I loved it. Like, I was supposed to love it. But it was just, like, too long.
Yikes. That's not good. That's not good.
It's not good, people.
All right, how about this? So, for our podcast, I thought I would read you my TV top 10 list. Because you watch most of the shows and you can comment on them.
All right, let's go.
All right, so I actually have a top 13 here.
Okay.
Because you didn't watch three of the shows on my list. You want to know what shows they are?
Interesting. Go
ahead.
You
didn't watch BoJack Horseman.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't watch Barry.
Sucks. People, whatever he says.
Barry, phenomenal.
Don't watch. It was the most boring thing I've ever seen in my life.
I don't think that's true.
It is.
And you watch Better Call Saul because for some reason you won't watch Breaking Bad. You care to elaborate?
I'm just not interested.
Define not interested.
I'm just not interested. Like,
elaborate.
There was a million other things I'd pun intended, a million little things, amazing show.
Jesus Christ.
Anyways, there's a million little, a million other little things I... This is my first podcast, if you didn't know.
Are we going to release us?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
There are a lot of other shows that I would rather watch other than Breaking Bad.
What? But you've seen all the shows you want to watch.
No, I'm just saying.
Whenever, like, you want to watch a new show, you go,
shh. Anyways, I'm just not interested. I'm sorry. That's just not what I'm interested in.
Okay, well, now that I've eliminated three shows from my list, are you ready for my new list?
Go ahead.
All right, number 10. New number 10 is Glow.
Okay.
What are your thoughts? You watched all these shows.
Okay.
I want you to give the thoughts on the show.
Okay, I will give a fair assessment. So initially, no, I did not like it. Why, you ask? Because it was based around wrestling. And I personally do not like wrestling. Am I against it? No, I just don't find it interesting. And I don't know, he's like, this is going to be so good, it's going to be so good, whatever. And I'm like, not interested. I watched a couple episodes just to appease him, and I guess he was right. I did end up liking it. Like, I don't know. Would you
good
care?
Good show, right? Ally Bree, the goat.
Ally Bree, like,
his friend of the show, Ally Bree.
Ally Bree, like, has been an OG of ours since the very beginning. That basically is all he was, like, advertising about this show. He's like, Ally Bree, like, you love her. I'm like, okay, like, I guess, like, whatever. Other than that, I didn't really know any of the actors on that show.
But they're all great.
But I gave them a chance and I liked it.
They're
so
all great. All phenomenal.
I liked it. You guys should watch it. It's on Netflix, so.
All right. Next up, number 9, one of your favorite shows, Maniac.
Maniac is Maniac? Not one of my favorite shows. If he Yikes. Knew me, if he had been dating me for almost 7 years. Effect. Yikes.
X.
Yeah, so Maniac was just kind of, it was too confusing for my simple mind. Like,
this is where I'm making a dirty look, shaking my head. Maniac, phenomenal.
No, honestly, I did not like it. It was so boring. It just didn't make any sense. It went from this to this to this to this. Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm simple. I like shows that make sense. Like, this one, I don't know. Too much. Too rude. Much. Did not like it.
But you love Emma Stone.
Love Emma Stone.
Jonah Hill?
Jonah Hill looked fine as hell in this show. He's rolling his eyes at me. He did. Okay. You're looking good, Jonah.
He did look good. I agree.
I see you on those Soho corners with your dog. Anyways, yeah. So, great actors in this show, but I don't know, people. It just...
The show was great.
It was too much.
Very well directed. No, very interesting. Too much. They really did a lot with a little. I don't know. I loved it. It was phenomenal. Don't listen to her. All right. Number eight, a show I know you liked, The Haunting of Hill House.
The Haunting of Hill House, cannot say enough.
Cannot say enough.
Netflix show. So, I don't know if you guys know, but I love scary movies. Love scary, like, spooky things. I listened to a couple haunted, like, scary podcasts.
That it? You love this show.
No. I will talk about more. So, basically, I don't want to give anything away, but, like, overall, it's a family that lives in a big house that is haunted, and it kind of travels with them, like, out of the house, and it's kind of like a being within them, and I don't know, it's just spooky. Like, I loved it.
It was a very good show.
It was just... It's very not the
well,
typical...
Very well directed, yes, very well written.
It's not the typical Netflix scary movie, which, listen, I love, but this was an actually good directed
show. It was a very good show. Yeah, I loved it, too.
It was good. The ending was crazy, though.
It was
pretty
crazy.
We won't give it away, though.
Speaking of crazy endings...
Yeah?
What was that, number eight?
Uh-huh.
Number seven?
Yes.
No, this is number eight.
Okay.
What do...
I don't know.
No, it's number seven. Sharp Objects. Oh, she's hyped.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Phenomenal. I don't know what else to say. You have to watch it. How do I begin?
Don't tell mama.
Don't tell mama. That's all we're going to say. Because... Take a sip of our wine.
Gotta drink the wine.
Don't tell mama. You just have to watch because phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
The ending, it phenomenal. All comes together.
It all comes together.
No, I'm just saying, like, this was a very well written show. Saying. Just saying. I sound like a bimbo talking about these shows.
No, you sound like a creature. You're a connoisseur of the television.
I like to watch TV, if y'all didn't know.
Y'all didn't know.
But now you do. All right, next.
What was that? Seven, number six, Killing Eve.
Well, okay, I'm going to be honest with you guys, because I'm always honest.
Not as high on this one as I was.
No, I initially did not want anything to do with this show. At all. As you may know, I love Grey's Anatomy. Love it.
What?
This has to do with Grey's. Are you kidding?
Killing Eve? Oh, true.
Are you joking? True. Who is okay. the main All character? Right. Name All it right now. All Name right. it right now.
Sandra Oh.
Sandra Oh, longtime Grey's Anatomy cast member, is starring in Killing Eve. And although I love her, I thought this trailer was so stupid. I'm going to be honest. Like...
Yikes.
I mean, I judge things on the trailers, and when I saw this trailer, I was like, this is fucking stupid. Like, why are you making me watch this? And as he always does, he makes me watch the first episode first before yep. I make my judgments.
And usually she makes her judgments long before.
I made my judgment about a minute 10 in, and then towards the end of the movie, I still made my judge. Or, no, I'm sorry, not movie. Sorry, it's been a long night. Towards the end of the first episode, I made my judgment, but he made me keep watching, and I'm forever thankful because I did like the show.
She did the same thing recently when I turned on True Detective Season 3. 30 seconds into the show, she said, we're not there I didn't yet. Like this.
We're not there
I'm
yet.
Done.
We're not there yet.
And then
yet.
2 minutes, Shh. She said, what is happening?
Hush. I did like True Detective.
Detective. Not on the list. We're never going to get there.
I'm just saying. I will admit.
ASMR?
I admit when I'm wrong. Unlike some people I know.
Wow.
Anyways, keep going. Number five.
Number five, I believe. I have to double check. The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Your favorite.
Can I just say that I'm holding the mic right now because I wish I was her. She is spectacular. It just...
Dare I say marvelous?
Marvelous. Oh, I love it. Dare I say she bleeds NYC. She literally... I can't even explain who she resembles. The typical...
But she doesn't. She's, like, rich and Jewish and a stand-up comedian.
That's New York.
That's not New York.
That's New York.
What New York are you living in?
Jewish? Rich? That's half my friends. Are you kidding? Do you not know any Jews in New York?
You're holding
I think...
She's holding the mic like she's Mrs.
I Mrs. am literally doing a comedy show right now because I just can't with him. Anyways, yeah. Phenomenal show. She's freaking hilarious. Everyone in the cast is great. So season one we absolutely loved. We're kind of confused with season two because it's a mix of the camp and what's her name?
Maisel?
No, what's her first name?
Midge?
Midge. Midge's parents go to Paris. Like it's a little weird. What, is this too long?
No, we're not far at all. We're only 12 minutes in.
Wow.
I'm checking how long we've been.
I hope our fans like this.
They will. They'll love it.
Anyways, yeah. So, first season's, like, great because you get, like, a whole broad...
But we're reviewing the second season, though.
Okay. Well, the second season...
The second season was good.
Good. He loves it. I don't think it's... I think the first season's definitely better, but... I don't know. The second season has, like, too much random stuff going on. Like, she leaves at the end. Like, first of all, Midge always forgets she has kids. Like, I am just so perplexed with that. She does her own thing all the time. And, like, they show, like, I don't know, family dinner time. Like, and it's, like, her and her parents in the dining room. And then the two kids that are literally under 5 years old in the kitchen by themselves. And then, like, at the end, sorry, spoiler alert, cover your ears if you haven't seen it, she leaves to do comedy, like, abroad.
Yikes.
But she never talks about her kids. Like,
I mean, yeah, she's not.
Like, not once. Like, she's never,
exactly
like,
the mom of the
I don't
year.
Know, like, should I leave the kids? Like, it's not even a thought. Like, any normal mom on a TV show, even, would be like, ah, I don't know. Like, she's like, yeah. Let's go. And I'm like, what? Like, first of all, at least the two-year-old's, like, kind of getting scream time. I'm sorry. The infant has gotten two scenes out of two seasons. So she's not doing well. Anyways, I mean, it is what it is. But, yeah, that's all I'm saying. She's not family-oriented.
Yikes. Midge.
But I love Midge. I'm
Get
just
back
saying.
To your family,
it's just
Midge.
Confusing. Like, she goes back from, like, Lord and Taylor to, like, the comedy show or whatever, like, her beauty thing is.
That was a rant and a half.
Anyways, I love this show, but I like season one better.
You were very angry by that
Let's
season,
go on.
I gotta say.
Let's go on.
All right, my number four was Homecoming, another Amazon show that I think you'll have less hard feelings
right.
towards Julia Roberts. Oh, you're holding the mic, so you're ready to go. You're ready to deliver the takes.
All right, well, okay.
I'm waiting for them to come.
No, I mean, okay, Homecoming was good.
But you don't like it. You don't like it as much as me, apparently.
No, I didn't. I thought, like, I think the concept is fucked up. As it's supposed to be.
Yeah, it was definitely
it was
supposed
to be
fucked up.
I don't know. I mean, definitely not my favorite, but I didn't hate it. It took me a little bit to get through. Like, I wasn't, like... foregoing What do you think? I would love to know your thoughts.
It was an interesting concept.
Interesting.
The actors were great.
Great actors.
Julia Roberts, phenomenal.
I love Julia.
It was a very interesting love. Show. They made it. They paced it well.
Yeah.
30 minutes an episode worked very well for the show.
Was it only 30 minutes?
It was an interesting show.
It felt pretty long.
I enjoyed
it
very well. You think everything seems long in television.
It looks like we need to talk about some things.
Speaking of long episodes, my number three show was The Deuce. How do you feel about The Deuce? The Deuce. From my friends that created The Wire.
Well, baby. Anyways.
And I think you like The Deuce more than Homecoming, which is shocking to me.
Oh, is it?
Kinda.
All right, so listen to me.
You like The Deuce way more than I thought you would. I think you love The Deuce.
I wouldn't say I love
it. You love it. You love it.
I think I do. Anyways.
You're a big fan of Larry. The fact that you laughed and knew who Larry was means you love the show.
Listen, this show is very provocative, kids. Like, it's like pretty raunchy.
It's a fucking great show. And I love that you laughed when I said it. You love Larry.
Anyways. Yeah.
Okay.
No, it took me a while, and as he knows,
listeners are fucking enthralled by that comment.
Imagine if we had live listeners. Anyways, listen, as you know, it took me a while to even finish season one.
It did. She famously fell asleep during the season finale and refused to believe that happened until the day before season two started,
when I said, we need to watch this episode
so you can watch the show.
They throw...
And Thunder Thighs got thrown out a window, and she was like, holy shit.
This is so fucked up that he described it as that scene.
That's the main scene in the finale.
A woman of color fell out of the window.
They call her Thunder Thighs in the show.
That is so rude. So rude. Anyways, someone falls out the window, and I was, like, shook to the fucking core because... I literally saw, like, a woman fall out the window. Anyways, I kept watching. You know why? I was inspired. You ask why. Why would I be inspired by pornography?
Yeah, I'm asking why.
No, I'm not inspired myself. But it was great to see how inspired, like, what's her face? Candy was.
Candy, played by the... great Maggie Joan Hall.
Maggie Joan Hall. She did phenomenal. Like, she showed that if you want to be anybody back in those days as a woman, you have to be Candy. Like, you have to show that you mean business and you can produce a good show, a.k.a. porn. Like, basically, that's what the show's about.
The fact that she's naming characters by their first name means that she loved the show, which says a lot, given... her history in television.
Listen to me. I pay attention to details in shows and in my job. It's an important thing in my position.
Good for you.
Thank you.
You earned it.
Thank you.
Can you name the last two shows on the list? Number two and number one? I would hope so.
Of this year?
We watched both of them. Oh, God. Yikes. Come on. You should know at least one of them. It'd be pretty tragic if you didn't know one of them.
You're the Worst?
Not that didn't air this year.
You
gotta know. Look around the apartment. Is there a calendar anywhere in the apartment?
Oh, The Americans.
Oh, number two.
So, quick little story. Steve made me a calendar of The Americans. I'm sure most of you don't know what this show is, and you should, because it's the greatest. So he made me a calendar of Elizabeth and
Philip.
Those are the main characters who are basically Russian spies. Just to like be like a quick synopsis, they're Russian spies and they have to be in like
they have to dress like other people to get by.
Yeah.
Because they're spies.
Sorry, it's late.
So.
So they're always.
They're spies.
So they're spies. So they're always in different. Oh my God.
Outfits, costumes. Like, Costume? What word are you looking
That's
for?
That's what I'm looking for.
Costumes.
No.
Get-ups? Disguises?
Disguises. There are always different disguises. So Steve went ahead and made a calendar full of different Elizabeth and Philip disguises for every month. And I'm not allowed to look ahead. So I'm only allowed to look at the month that we're on, which is January. So I have no idea what the rest of the calendar entails. But
no idea.
That just shows that this show is just fucking crazy. Anyways, so yeah. I don't know how else to explain this. Like, there's just Russian spies living normal American lives.
In the Cold War.
And basically in, like, Northern Virginia. My DC peeps, yeah, Mikey Watson, Emily Fredette.
Little Mikey.
And Fredettes. And Freds. Yeah, so they're, like, living outside of DC as normal people, but they are actually Russian spies. I don't know. It's just interesting because their neighbor works for
the FBI.
Why are you like making me sound dumb? Like we're doing this together.
Or the CIA.
The FBI.
He works for the FBI.
He's like doing this to make me like he's like testing me.
Why
the
do you
time.
Think I'm trying to point you out?
I'm confused because I'm like this is a
we haven't even
joint
gotten
podcast.
To the last show yet.
Whatever. Okay. Anyways, yeah, it's funny because
oh,
they
it's
live
a short
next
podcast. It's only a short podcast because you want it to be.
They live next to an FBI agent, but they're actually Russian American spies. So it's funny, like.
Ha ha.
Ha ha. Okay, next show. I guess you have to watch it to understand.
You know the next show. You've seen it, but you don't want to
admit
it. Just
say it. Why is this like a test on
you? Me? Know it because you mentioned you all the time. You say, why is this your favorite show? It's not even that good.
Oh, The Fucking Wire.
No, it's not The Wire. First of all, stop. Okay, that's the best show ever made.
Is that the best thing I said, though?
No. Second of all, it's with my favorite rapper, also my favorite comedian. / actor who hosts a TV
Nobody
show.
Nobody cares. Let's go.
That we watch together every week.
All right, give me a hint on number one.
It's a name of a city in America.
Okay. I know what it is. It's Atlanta. This is Atlanta. Number one in Steve's world.
In everyone.
Apparently, it's our number one together.
Look it up. Everyone agrees.
Did we agree? I thought this was our favorite.
No, I was reading you my
favorites. This whole thing was your favorite?
Yeah, why do you think I didn't mention This Is Us?
All right, whatever.
Give me your favorite.
What well,
your...
I thought This Is Us a couple.
Let's hear your top five.
Right now?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, let me talk about Atlanta. I love it. Love you, love you, love you.
Wow.
I do. I really do. I really do like this show. I
why
think it's
are
funny.
Why you holding the mic so I can't talk into it?
Because I thought this was my interview. All right, go.
It's our podcast.
All right, it's my turn.
You can talk into it.
It's my turn.
All right,
thanks. All right, Steve's going to name my favorite shows now.
All right, here are all the... She dropped the mic. Here are all the shows she likes that I didn't name, or nor have I watched. All right, you ready?
Yes.
Tell me where they'd rank on my list. A Million Little Things.
Why'd you steal my wine?
I'm drinking your wine. Do you want to open my own?
Go.
This Is Us.
Yes.
Where would that rank on my list?
Out of what?
What do you mean out of what? Out of all the shows I named. Is that your favorite show of the year?
No.
Million Little Things?
Yes.
That's your number one show of the year?
Yes.
Better than The Americans?
Yes.
And Atlanta?
Yes.
Elaborate. She grabs the mic.
I don't know how I need to elaborate on this simple fact, but this is like the number one show over America. As he swallows his wine. My wine.
I know The Americans isn't because nobody watched
it. No, listen. A Million Little Things is just... I thought I was obsessed with This Is Us. Boy, was I wrong. No, this show is just so good. Like, beats at your heartstrings. Like, you thought This Is Us was, like, pulling your heartstrings out, twisting them around, throwing them against the wall, and pushing them back. Yeah. Think about that times two. That's how it is. I'm caught up. I watch everything up until this week.
She's dealing with the trauma of getting a text during a podcast and trying to deal with how to answer.
With A Million Little Things.
That's what happens every time she texts me during a podcast.
I think we're having troubles, guys.
We're not.
I think you're expecting us
I'm
to be
just
like
wondering what's happening here.
So
who
happy
texted you?
As a couple.
Who is this message from?
And we're not.
She's taking a selfie on Snap.
It's for Emily Fredette. E-Freds.
Hey, Em.
E-Freds.
She definitely ain't listening.
She's not listening. She...
Oh, dead air. That's the worst thing you can have on a podcast. You don't want dead air. You don't want dead air. Okay? Listen to me. The Rams are playing on
Sunday. Nobody cares!
So then why are you even on the podcast?
Okay, no. Can I tell you, babe?
Sure.
I know that our Rams... Wait, you can't... Stop looking at your phone.
I can hear you.
I know that our Rams are going to win. They're going to win.
How do you know?
I just know.
Okay.
And I know that this is going to be our year.
I'm glad to hear it. I'm very excited.
That's it?
That's what I got. I'm very excited about the year.
All right.
This is our year, and we got this.
All right. Well, okay. Stay tuned to our podcast.
Lil Stevie and Lil Jules.
We're going to be around more than you think.
Juliana and Lil Stevie. What's the podcast name going to be? We're still going.
We're still going.
We're still recording.
I just wanted to end
into this microphone.
I know. I don't want to bore our listeners.
They love me.
They love me.
If this is a Tejas and Lil Stevie podcast, they'd love me.
They By love the
way,
me.
Tejas mentioned me the other day because I never listened to Austin
Aren't
Pussy.
Aren't you Tejas?
Never heard it. I'm not Tejas.
Oh, you're Stevie.
I'm Lil Stevie.
Oh, fuck.
Should we call him? Let's call him right now.
This is like way too long.
Hang on. No, we're good.
Let's call other people.
We are going to call. Who do you want to call?
Anyone.
All right. Give me a person to call.
Go through your phone. Now we. Like.
I'm going to call Steiner.
Okay. That's Tejas. We're calling you, Tejas.
He ain't gonna pick up.
This is so rude, Tejas. This is my... Hey!
Yo, so...
We're recording.
She really wanted to be on a podcast, so we're recording.
Dude, I've been trying to do a podcast forever.
I know. I know, it's fucked up.
That's so rude of him.
This is really fucked up.
That's fucked up that he's letting me record and not you.
I've been texting Steve, let's do a podcast.
These are facts.
Tejas, that is fucked up. You should text me next time and I'll get him in shape.
You should text me next time.
I'll slide into the DMs, Juliana.
Anytime. Anytime, Tejas.
Did you guys watch, I told Steve you guys need to look up my favorite Tom Cruise
movie. Austin Pussy? I was just talking about that.
Oh, we'll look that
up. We haven't looked it up yet.
We haven't looked that up.
We just watched A Star Is Born.
We're on air.
Oh, you guys are on air.
We're not on air. We're recording.
Sorry, I know.
Listen, I'm not used to this famous life.
What's your podcast? You guys are doing a couple's podcast?
No, she wants to just throw it on the TLS feed.
Yikes.
We're not even recording video. We're just recording audio.
Oh, recording audio?
So yikes.
This could be like a middle segment that we do.
A middle? We've recorded 30 minutes worth.
Well, we're going to have to record next week.
By the way, Steve, I had a huge idea for the show.
Interesting.
Let's hear it.
Sports talk. So what we do is we do a like 10-minute, 15-minute rundown. Everything girls need to know about sports for the last week. So when they're going on a date or something like that, it's all just listen to the 10-minute piece and you'll be set.
We've done that on Tejas and Lil Stevie before. You've done that before.
Okay. Well, no, I think our goal was to get a girl to come on and talk sports. Sarah didn't really pan out on
that. Sarah was a rough prospect.
Wow.
So,
yikes.
Is this actually going to go up? I feel like our viewers won't really like this.
Oh,
I feel like
Chris.
Feel like
it's going up somewhere.
You're
I don't know
killing
if it's on
my
our,
vibe.
I don't know if it's on our feed, but it's got to go up somewhere.
He doesn't want this to go anywhere.
Send it into InfoWars.
Yikes.
We're definitely not sending it to InfoWars. absolutely not.
Dude, let's get a podcast.
Look, if the Rams win next week, we'll do one next week. I promise.
I want to be on Rams Talk again.
I actually will bring you on Rams Talk game, win or lose. I don't know when it'll be, though.
I also want to read one of the reads.
Next time you come on Rams Talk, I'll let you read an ad read.
Okay.
There we go.
Yes, Chris.
But we definitely should do a show soon.
Fuck yeah. Okay, I'm crossing the street right now, so let's touch base this week, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
Bye. Take care, Juliana. I'll slide in those DMs anytime you want.
I got her back.
I can't wait to be on your podcast.
I got her back.
Bye.
Wow. He said no.
I got your back. My
video. Pause it. Let's listen.
You want me to turn off the podcast? Oh, wait,
let's end it.
All right, give me an ending. Thank you guys for listening so much to this Juliana podcast. And if you enjoyed it, like, rate, subscribe, wherever you're listening, guys. I'm telling you, we're all over the place: iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, SoundCloud, iHeartRadio, Google Play.
Listen, I can be anywhere you want.
She doesn't get it.
What?
What?
Listen, I know you guys are just following this man, but I'm the woman behind him. I'm telling you, I am feeding everything into his little puny brain.
Whoa!
Ow! Anyways, I love him so much, but it's about fucking time that I'm on this podcast, right?
Maybe. If this even goes up on the TLS feed.
It's going up.
It might have to. It might fucking have to.
Steiner isn't about it, but...
Steiner none finer, baby.
I don't care. Slide into my DMs, baby.
No, don't slide into her DMs, baby.
Well, he said he would.
Excuse me?
All right, whatever. So thank you so much for listening. It's been so much fun. It's been such a fun Friday night.
Yeah.
We had a great dinner in Astoria tonight. I had a $40 meal. It was great. Had no idea, but now that I know, it's even better.
I love all y'all.
We love you guys. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye.